Welcome to the Build Up on Balls.ie in association with Ladbrokes. Please bet responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for further information.
We finish the show, Morris, as we always do, with the our NFL picks. Now, before we get to this week's picks, and indeed look back on last week's one, myself and yourself come up against each other in the office fancy league.
Oh yeah,
this week I won by a miracle. We were in the office talking to each other on Monday. You talked to me about it. I was almost batting you away, dismissing the conversation because I had no players left to play. You had one player left to play. He needed about what, 3 points?
Yeah.
And what did I say to you?
And I think I was even talking in hindsight, talking as if I'd won. I was like, oh, like you came close, but yeah. Tyreek Hill is playing tonight, and you're like, well, unless he gets injured on the first run or something like that. And then as
I didn't say pull the hamstring. And then, it wasn't that specific.
Yeah, I think you did actually. Yeah, yeah. Unless he goes down with a hamstring. Yeah, you did. And then
you messaged me at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I did. Yeah. I was watching the game that night. And I don't know if I told you this. I didn't tell you this yet. I was watching the game that night, and for the first time since the very first game of the year, the Chiefs were finally able to line up with their six like all-star forward line. It looked brilliant. It looked like it was finally going to click. And the first run, it didn't happen. Second run is when Tyreek Hill got injured. So he goes down, holding his hamstring. The camera pans over to him, and then straight away he makes for, you know, you see them making for the locker room, and you're like, yeah. Oh, he's gone. And my first reaction was like, fucking Mick. Like, it's like, it's like Mick jinxed it. It's like, very clearly kind of regained rational consciousness of it then, but at the time I was like, oh my.
I've an ongoing conversation with my wife that goes from things like how good the traffic is in the morning to various things where she doesn't want me to ever say anything in case I jinx it. And I'm like, there is no such thing. It's ridiculous. Me saying this doesn't affect what happens up the road or whether Ireland score or whatever it is. All right. Okay. I doubted myself on Tuesday morning when I saw that message. Because that was weird. Ultimately, I won the game and I'm back in. I had a bad couple of weeks in that league. We both performed pretty badly this week,
yeah.
But that is unfortunately the swings and roundabouts of fancy football. The swings and roundabouts of making your picks against the spread, Morris. I started off really well this year. I still have a positive record. I'm really happy with how I've gone. The last 2 weeks I had it was 1-1 and 1 weeks. I got the push, nothing negative. I still haven't had a 1-2 week, I don't think, or anything like that. So generally positive for the year. But you stepped in my absence last week, 2-1. Off the board.
On paper, that looks great. And then you look at the two games that I picked. One was the Cardinals against the 49ers. Came down to the very last play. The Chiefs against...
The Chiefs minus four and they won by seven.
They won by seven, but on the very last drive of that game, I think they might have even been second in goal. It was either third or goal or second in goal. Philip Rivers has the ball and has a chance to. I think it was second in goal. So he had, if the play didn't come off, they had enough time on the clock to make run another play. Instead, they got picked off on the line, and the Chiefs win that game. The Cardinals by 11 was what we had.
Yeah.
That spread changed before the start of the game, and ended up costing a lot of people. But
a lot of people money. Well, I'll explain what happened there because you did. You were safe enough because the Cardinals were down by 4 points with time basically up. So you were safe enough. Everybody was safe enough because it went to about 9.5. So anybody who had the Cardinals were going to be safe because there's no way that anything can happen now. Ultimately, even if the other team wins the ball back, the book says you just like you don't take any risks. You just kneel down on the ball, end the game. What happened was the Cardinals threw the ball around a little bit as they tend to do. It's always one of the most fun things in football. Never comes off, of course, but you know maybe once every decade or so they throw the ball around, laterals as they call it in American football, and you know hope to keep it alive. Time is up. They have to keep the ball alive. Ball gets fumbled. Everybody runs to it. The Arizona guy jumps on the ball along with a pile of about six lads. The play is definitely over. I don't know why the referees didn't look at it. If they reviewed it, it would have been over. They're 100% in the ball. But they scoop the ball a mile up into the air. It goes back to 8 San Francisco 49ers and nobody else right on the edge of the end zone. They have no real option. Like it would be such a spoiled sport thing to fall on the ball. Yeah. So they just ran it into the end zone, got the win, won by 10 points, and ruined and made hundreds and thousands of bets. Yeah. The Fox commentator even said at the time, he goes, oh, this will be really important for, we're not allowed to talk about gambling. So, so it was just, they call it a backdoor cover if you kind of, if you beat the spread with a kind of a, you know, something that happens late in the game when it, when the game doesn't matter anymore. I don't think I've ever seen anything like a backdoor cover in that particular regard. Yeah. So, but it was also, you were safe enough anyway. You had plus 11. I thought that was a really astute pick when I listened to the show last week and I was looking at the game thinking, you've got this. Cardinals went ahead early. 49ers Rob was going to come back and win it. I thought that was a good pick. Your Carolina pick was awful, but I don't blame you for that one.
Jeez, yeah, the Falcons 2 weeks in a row now they've screwed our spread. The week before you had them against the Saints.
Exactly.
And then they just started to click.
And that is a perfect segue onto this week's picks, because I scribbled it out, I wrote it out again and scribbled it out again. My first pick, we'll go one at a time here, okay?
Yeah.
I have gone for the NFC South is the Atlanta Falcons, the aforementioned Atlanta Falcons, the New Orleans Saints, who they beat 2 weeks ago. They were 1-7 going into that game, beat the Saints, who were probably the best team in football up until that point. Then they hammered the Panthers last week, who were, you know, not playing that well, but a better team than them.
It's so much for not needing Cam.
The Carolina Panthers are also in that division. And then the fourth team in that division are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who do you think the Falcons are playing this week? They're at home to the Bucs. So they're playing the three teams in their division back to back. They're at home to the Falcons, to the Bucs. The Bucs, by the way, for anyone who doesn't know, Jameis Winston, probably the most entertaining and fun quarterback in the league, because he's as likely to throw an 80-yard touchdown as he is a 5-yard interception, 5 interceptions a game. You know, he is all over the place. But they bloody stay close in games, and they're fun to watch. I think that the Falcons' weird and unusual run comes to an end this week, and I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus four and a half is a winning bet for me.
That's a brave call. Like, the Falcons, what's that? Fool me once, fool me twice.
Yeah,
they could
exactly.
Potentially
yeah,
fool
yeah,
three
yeah.
times. Yeah, but
I know. You're so right, because it is brave. Because if it doesn't work out, some of these picks you're like, oh, I got it wrong. If this doesn't work out, I look like a gobshite.
Well, you said it, but
I do. You're right. I do.
I'll tell you what I went for.
Okay.
The Green Bay coming off a bye against the 49ers is the first pick that I like. I actually looked at this game and thought, I like the Packers to beat the 49ers. Then saw that the spread was 3.5, and I thought the Packers plus 3.5 is definitely even more safe than to beat it. The reason I like this game is, right, this is such a formative time of the year for the 49ers. They played in a Monday night, a big Monday night game against the Seahawks, lost that game, turned around against the Cardinals. Now, you could say it was a good win against the Cardinals. They also conceded 26 points against a rookie quarterback. And then you're talking about the two Aarons, Rodgers and Jones, coming into town. This is an unbelievable run for the 49ers. I think analytically, it's historically one of the hardest runs in the NFL. Wow. So after they come off the back of this week, they go on the road, back to back on the road, they play the Ravens and the Saints. So the Packers this week, Ravens. I think that the Kyle Shanahan ship is hitting it's sinking here. If this goes the way I think it will. But I actually do think that the Green Bay plus 3.5 is I like that a lot.
I have that too. I'll just say, and for all the same reasons, I think they'll win the game. I think that Aaron Rodgers going in there to his, he's from Northern California, isn't he?
Yeah, they overlooked him in the pick, didn't they? They could have drafted him. Yeah.
So there's always that kind of sense anytime they play the 49ers.
Yeah.
And I think that he is, I just think that the Packers, I had this exact conversation on the show a couple of weeks ago. I can't remember what game it was, but they let me down. And it was like, it was the first game in about 4 or 5 where they just didn't play well. And there is that possibility always with the Packers. But again, I just think this is set up for them, really. And I think the 49ers have flattered to deceive. I think they're a good team. I think they're just unlucky in the division that they're in, that if they go on a bad run, they're not guaranteed to make the playoffs because Seattle and the Rams are just behind them. But like, they were always going to be a year or two away.
Yeah.
They went 6 or 7-0, they're not there yet. Yeah, they're close. They're not far off. And they have all the pieces there. They have a good coach. They have a good quarterback. And they had a brilliant first round pick in defense. And they're building around that. They're adding pieces all the time. I just think they're a year away. And the Packers might not be, you know?
Yeah. So that's your second pick.
That's my second pick, yeah. So Who you got first?
My second pick is, I can't believe I'm doing this, but I actually think I've been won over this year. I'm going for the Raiders against the Jets.
I thought about it.
I know it was fun for all of us, me included, to laugh at Gruden, but I actually think that it's kind of come around now. I like this Raiders team. I like them a lot, and I don't like this Jets team. I don't like their quarterback. I really don't like their coach. 2.5, I think, is...
So that's the Raiders minus 2.5 on the road at the New York Jets.
I like that. Like the Jets coming, you know, you saw Darnold come out after they bet the Giants and say, we're still in the hunt for the playoffs. It's like, I mean, to me, that kind of stinks of delusion, both to say it publicly and to even believe it. The Oakland have won me over, I think. I do like this Raiders.
They're
team, I think.
Super likable. I've got Josh Jacobs in two fancy leagues. For all of Gruden's like messing, and I do like him.
Yeah,
I always liked him.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure if he's good or not good or whatever, but like, you know, I used to love when he was on Monday Night Football and you watched the games and it was like, boy, I'll tell you, Mike, you gotta look at the offensive line here, Mike. You know, I just, fantastic voice, everything about him. I like the Oakland crazy fans, you know, for the one more year that they've got them. Everything about it. I will say, though, that the Raiders always be the Raiders. And this is such a trap game for them. It's such a trap. And that's what made me worry, because that is a great spread. That is like, I mean, if everything goes to plan, they'll beat that spread by a good bit. But the reason it's so low is because it's a trap game. This is the one that they go out and don't do the business. It's weird because it's against the Jets, against a poor team. This is actually the one they think, this is a really big test. Because if they win this game, you're thinking, this is actually a team we can take a little bit seriously.
Yeah.
And we're looking at, like, they're going to go to the playoffs and they could beat someone in the playoffs. They're, you know, they're not far off, you know, but it's mentally, do they have it in them to go and win a game that they're supposed to win?
Yeah.
So I like your pick, but I'm scared of it. I don't have enough courage for that. I've already used up all my courage in the books. Used up all my courage at Jameis. My last pick then. I'll give you the three that I've gone between, and I haven't fully made my mind up. I'm going to do it on the spot here, okay? I like the Lions -3.5 at the Redskins, because I think the Redskins are the worst team in the NFL by a while. The only problem is the Lions have backup quarterback and they just seem to not win games. They're in every game.
Yeah.
And they play, I've seen them on red zone more than I think any other team this year, but they just haven't won in weeks. So while I think they will win this game, it's just one of those weird ones that you could see coming down to the last ball on red zone. So I'm not going to go for that. The Titans were -3 against the Jags, right? Home to the Jags. The Titans have get better every year as it goes on and become a force. Derrick Henry is just running people down.
Destroying the Chiefs. Seen him.
He's just knocking over lads. It's unbelievable. That's jumped to 3.5 and it's just made me scared because I could just see that being a last second field goal or something like that to win a game. And then the other one is that my trusty New Orleans Saints, who did let me down 2 weeks ago, back to winning ways. They're -10 against the Panthers. The Panthers have packed it in, I think, you know? Like, Kyle Allen, as soon as they basically said, we're going with this guy and we're going to get rid of Cam Newton, I'm actually a backup quarterback. What are you doing? And, you know, and since then, he's kind of shown that. So, I'm going to go with the Saints. I think the Saints are the safest ones there. 10 points is a lot against a team as good as the Panthers. But I think, given everything that's happened in the last few weeks, I think that they're just going to be able to kick on and beat them by 2 or 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, I like that. Let me tell you the two that I was down to. And okay, I see what you think. The first one that I was looking at was, before you react, just let me give you my logic.
Okay.
The Dolphins are +10 against the Browns.
They are.
And I just thought the reaction after the Myles Garrett stuff from the Browns was kind of amazing. Like, you got, is it fair to say that in some ways that could feel like a loss?
Oh, without doubt, yeah. What they did was save their season and go out and beat the Steelers. They'd have 2 wins in a row. They're up to 4-6. They have a little bit of momentum behind them. They beat their biggest rival, probably, maybe their second biggest rival, easily enough, right? Really good defensive performance. And then
their defensive star
in the news. They lose him, obviously, but then they're also like the laughing stock of the NFL again, even after 2 wins in a row. That win may as well not have happened.
Freddie Kitchens comes out and says he's embarrassed. Baker Mayfield says that he feels low. I just think that the the Dolphins are like, you know, you talk about coaching matchups. Purely as a coaching matchup, you'd fancy this game, the Dolphins to cover there. I actually balked away from it, and the game I went for instead, I don't know why I did it. Just,
I'm the same.
I wasn't
same,
convinced by it. But the game I went for instead was...
It's not Cincinnati.
No. Okay. It's Ravens minus
Cincinnati
three.
Cincinnati are going to beat the spread against the Steelers.
The Steelers.
This week,
right? I've seen it.
They're plus 6.5 at home, right? And they're going to beat the spread. I'm just not ever betting. I'm not betting on the worst team in football. Yeah. I got away with it with Miami. I'm not doing it anymore. But just so you know, just so when we're here next week, I think they're going to beat the spread.
I went for the Baltimore Ravens minus three against the...
Away to the Rams. Away to Monday Night Football.
The LA Rams, yeah. I just think the Rams are just so flattered to deceive all year that eventually, like, you gotta believe the hype, and there's something about this Baltimore offense. You know, like, you look at the Texans game last week was billed as, you know, Watson against Lamar, and you saw like this kind of stuff about where they're going. But the difference to my mind actually is that Lamar Jackson has got so many actually great options. You know, like, do you know what I mean? Like, if he doesn't want to run the ball, he can run the ball. He's a run pass option pretty much any time he gets the ball in his hands. On top of that, if he needs to run the ball, he can do it. If he needs to, like, it's like a pressure and an ease valve. Just hit Mark Andrews, throw it up above him. Like, I just feel like their offense is so good. I just don't, like, there's something about the Rams, kind of, to my mind, are the most disappointing team of the year, given the kind of where they've been going and their coach and their quarterback and everything about that. I just feel like that, I don't know why it is, I just think that the Baltimore are coming here and they can outdo them by three.
Okay, I can't argue with it given their form recently. It's been absolutely wonderful. It's just I feel here's the thing about the Ravens, they're in the hardest part of their schedule and they're getting better and they're hammering teams. That's unbelievable. They're seriously good. We've waffled on a good bit about the NFL there. Just to recap then, Morris has gone for the Packers plus 3.5, the Raiders minus 2.5, and the Ravens minus 3. I have gone for the Bucks plus 4.5, the Packers plus 3.5, and the Saints minus 10. That is where we're going. We'll see who wins next week. We leave the NFL stuff to the end. It's not everybody's cup of tea, lads, but that's why we leave it till the end of the show. You always know it's the only thing coming up, but some people do enjoy it. If you enjoyed the show in at all, any part of it, you know, please do rate. We got lots of good ratings and everything like that. We're flying up the charts over the last couple of weeks. It's great to have all you new listeners. Please do tell a friend about it. Please do give us a rating. Please do leave a comment. It does help other people find the show. Hope you enjoyed today. Again, if you are having a bet on any of the things that we talked about today, we are just having a little bit of fun here. So please do gamble responsibly. Visit dunlewy.net for more information on all of that. Until next week, Morris, you'll be back for at least some of the show. We'll see how much of it, depending on how the results get on this week. But hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy all the sport this weekend. It's going to be another cracking weekend. As Mark would say, it's the best weekend of the year. Take it easy.
To subscribe to the full Build Up podcast, search the Build Up on Balls.ie on all good podcast apps.